Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everybody, on this kind of cloudy Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to Adventures in Recovery. Tom Walston, your host, every Tuesday at 1:30 here at KVSH Vashon, your listener-supported Island Connection 101.9. Hey, how was your Thanksgiving? I'm hoping everybody found something to be grateful for. And if you don't think there is something to be grateful for, look for it. You don't have to look very far. There's a lot to be grateful for, just for the simple fact of being on Vashon. To me, that's a huge gift. So, a lot of stuff to talk about today. Towards the end of the show, I'm going to give you a little tidbit about what we have going on. You know, those Tuesday night free movies are back, and we've got a really good one coming up next Tuesday. That's going to be December 9th, and I'm going to give you a little music from it, and I'm going to, okay, I'll give you a teaser. They came from different worlds, but one Saturday in detention changed how they saw themselves and each other. So this movie's going to remind us that everyone has a story behind who they are. So stay tuned. I'll play a little teaser right before the end of the show. We also have the DSHS mobile van coming, and that's going to be on Wednesday, December 17th, 10 to 2. And, you know, that usually is that. And if you have any questions on that, give us a call at VYFS. Pretty sure it's usually at the food bank, which is also at the Lutheran Church now, I think. It's kind of transitioning and family place. And, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Also, with the holidays right around, well, the holidays really have started since we got through Thanksgiving. But I like to mention a little bit about Dry January. So if you don't know what it is, it's an opportunity for you to kind of challenge yourself. If you're a drinker, then see if you can go a month without having a drink. Because the motivation behind that is going to be, well, we'll just go right down the list. Avoid hangovers. Avoid embarrassing yourself at maybe a holiday function. You're going to save a lot of money. You're actually going to sleep better. You're going to improve your mental health, well-being, and safety. You know, any falls end up when we get a little too, let's just say imbibed. Improve the health and safety of your family. Reduce the risk for long-term health problems. In fact, just going a week without having a drink, if you're used to drinking all the time, can really start a healing adventure for your liver. And putting the bottle down or the beer bottle or whatever it is, it's going to help improve relationships with your family or your friends or just being present for other people. So you got some time to plan ahead, and sometimes it's easier to do with a buddy. Challenge yourself and somebody else to Dry January. And it's not too early to prime the pump by unpriming the pump by starting a little bit early if you want. It's all up to you. So today I have one of my favorite guests back on the show again, and he's got some exciting news for all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming Kenny Alton.
Thank you. Thanks for being let me be here. Yeah, where do you want to start?
Well, I know you have a few things going on, Kenny. You've been a longtime promoter of Journeyman. You got some things relating to that. You have the grief class, the grief group we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. And that, we've been lucky enough to get another grant for to continue that. So why don't you just go down the list? We got plenty of time for you.
So, I have been running a grief group, and I started with a senior center. Then it got picked up by RJ's Kids sponsored one at Women Hold the Key, and RJ's kids want to keep it going and felt that it was a necessity. So we're going to continue from January to March, twice a month, and with various times. It will be at Women Hold the Key. It'll be either 6 to 7:30 or 4 to 5:30, which would allow people to sort of adjust. If they can't make that one time, maybe the other time will be available for them. And it's something that's important to me and dear to my heart is processing grief and how important I feel it is for our culture to start. And what I'm trying to do is just normalize it, really. Mm-hmm. You know, like grief is what makes us human, and grief is what connects us. Grief is what brings us to self-awareness. I believe, you know, I have one of my classes about grief is individuation. Grief is gift, is this process of when we feel grief, we know the depth of our love for somebody. Mm-hmm. When we feel grief, we know where we are angry. And then when we understand our anger, we understand where we needed to put boundaries up. So I've called threshold emotion, where we could find really true sense of self. And I think if we don't process it, it can really, Sobhunfu Somme said, who I worked with a lot, was you either do grief or grief does you. Mm. And so I think just having a place that is designated specifically for that, things come up, you know, we get triggered in our daily practices or our daily events, but I think culturally we're not supposed to be open about it.
Well, I totally agree. And in fact, there's so much stigma attached to, especially not just men, but men showing emotions such as tears and crying. And it's like Kenny just said, the level of grief that you're allowed to have, which includes crying and spending time to process things, is a direct reflection of the amount of love you had for whatever's missing now in your life. Maybe it's a pet. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a person. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's just an experience that no longer exists. Grieving is going to show up. We've all got it, folks. But it's learning some skills and being told, hey, it's okay.
And I think it's what makes us human, right? A zebra will get away from the lion in the savannah, and it shakes itself to process that adrenaline. Humans, our grief or tears is a way to a cathartic experience. There are cortisol gets released in our tears, mm-hmm. so it's one way to like sort of flush our system and get us back to regularity and entrainment is what it's called. We're all balanced in all our functions. Our amygdala is not overriding everything anymore. Our prefrontal cortex is able to be in balance with everything else in our triune brain or our heart consciousness.
And we're not going to balance that by trying to medicate it.
No.
You know, you could back in the day, you know, there was the Valium era. Mm-hmm. You know, here, this will help you get through it. But it's like, no, you have to have a organic response in order to process the grieving properly.
Right. They've given us the alternative of dissociating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And hopefully in this grief group, it's a place where this is recognized, where this is, you know, this is where you can do it. You know, especially when I work with couples, I think, you know, have a specific place where you have the difficult conversations. You know, don't have it in the bedroom, right? Because then that gets, you know, confusing. But once you have a space, a place where grief is allowed, a place where I say, like from the Rumi quote, a place beyond right or wrong. There's no right or wrong in grief. It's just grief. And a place where you can do this, and it's like, because culturally, you know, it's going to come up no matter what, I believe. But, you know, where do we create an experience where we know this is where we can go to take it, what I say, take it to the altar. You know, leave your grief at the altar.
Speaking of altars, I had an earlier guest on maybe up to a year ago. She's a local resident that's written some books. Her name is Rondi. And what she does as far as something that you can actually construct is a small shrine. You can call it an altar, call it what you want, a remembrance corner that really shows, it's a tribute to whatever you've lost. And spend some time with that and honor that. And it really is a beautiful tribute to whatever it is you are now missing in your life. Because you're never going to miss the memories.
And I think humans are naturally drawn to those. It was called temenos. It's like sacred spots, sacred spaces. You know, even when we have tragedies or somebody gets hit by, has a crash and somebody passes away in the road, you see these sacred spots that innately get created. When the grief rituals do happen, we did one at the senior center for one of our sessions. There's a grief altar where it's we're also called the nature altar in Dogra culture, because nature is what can hold our grief.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to one side, you have the ancestral altar. You can't have grief without our ancestors, and the ancestors are there to support us. And on the other side is a forgiveness altar. And so we do these kind of like ritual things where I have like stones where they can take that forgiveness, whatever that forgiveness is that they want to let go of, and drop it into the water to let go of it. And then we have the ancestral altar that has all the, talismans or representations or symbols or pictures that hold our ancestors, those who are not here with us in this world anymore. And then the grief altar is where we like to leave our tears.
Well, there's so many forms of healing on so many different levels. When you do a practice like you're referring to, generational trauma can be addressed as well, because you're looking back at your ancestral heritage, and what a beautiful way to maybe not honor it, but process it and understand it.
Yeah, it's all really what hopefully we can accomplish in this grief is to process, to go through it, right? We can't avoid it. We can't, we have to sit with it. And there's not a lot of time here really to sit with it. We're so busy. They keep us so busy that when you designate a space in that sacred altar or the grief group, that we're designating this for this specific purpose. And it's in a culture that's like, Viktor Frankl has that thing. There's stimulus and decision and all the spaces in between. I think we live in a culture of stimulus, decision.
Yeah.
And we don't have these spaces where we could have stimulus. I'm going to think about this other stuff, and then I'm going to process, and then decision.
Oh, yeah. You know, how did it happen to where, as a Western culture, we don't really have a grieving process? You look at so many different cultures and parts of the world where they've got it pretty well laid out. And we're talking about if somebody passes, the Japanese culture, even in our Native American culture, you honor that person exactly 1 year to the day, or the men do not cut their hair until 1 year after that person has passed. There's so many beautiful ways to honor, respect, and tribute.
My grandparents used to have the black armband, right? I don't remember that. That was one way. And I think really, this is why I have one of my sessions, grief as individuation process, grief as getting to know self, is that there's a culture that doesn't want you to know authentic self. Because if you're authentic self, then you can't be controlled.
Yep.
Right? And this is, I think grief is a great way to know your emotions, your love, your anger, your frustration, your loss, your joy. I think if you can't experience real joy until you've actually experienced deep sorrow and have that balance. Healing doesn't mean like it's 72 degrees in my head all the time. Healing is return to wholeness. So you hold both the dark and light, or the shadow, whatever, the darker emotions and the lighter emotions.
Honoring the whole spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, we're going to get to a couple other things in just a minute, but everything you're talking about, Kenny, reminds me of a book that I read years ago called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. They're going to come out. If you don't process your grief, it's going to come out sideways one way or another. Mm-hmm. For some people, it comes out to abusing, mind-altering drugs and keep in mind, alcohol is a mind-altering drug, face it or not. Mm-hmm. And so how many times at funerals and this and that do you see people just getting trashed? Mm-hmm. And I understand maybe that's the only way they know how to either process grief or deal with it and not deal with it.
I don't think they've gotten any alternatives, right?
Right.
This is what the culture says is the way to do it. And, you know, hopefully, and it, as I said, I'm just trying to, I want to normalize this, that grief is part of what makes us human. Grief is, the processing of grief is, brings us closer to self. And if, and an alternative to that experience where it's, where we're just trying to avoid it. And a culture that's that has given us one dimension of processing grief, which is to not process it, basically. So,
thanks a lot, Amy. Excellent. Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that. And I've also been reminded that, you know, today is Tuesday, and you've probably already heard that it is Giving Tuesday. And Vashon Youth and Family Services, where which is where I met Kenny, and where I work when I'm not here, are graciously accepting any donations that people want to either stop by or go on our website and make a donation to a service in this community that helps tons of people. We work in the counseling center of it. I'm in the substance use center. Kenny's in the mental health session, a section, as and many other ways too. In fact, speaking of many other ways, you got a couple things going on, one for men, one for women.
Right. So amazingly, the just a beautiful gift that was given to us by the health district, we got a grant to support our men's council. And also part of that, Journeyman has teamed up with Women Hold the Key to support a women's council. So, and the men's council, I've been doing it for a couple of years, and this is going to start in January, and it's going to go for 3 months, and it's going to be every week. I think it's going to be on Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. You can get more information from journeyman.us and / men's council.
Journeyman US.
US, yeah. And so the men's council, like, you know, we're talking about, like, connection and community, and I think, like, the what we need, what men, there's a an increase of mental health disorders in men and suicide rates in men, and this experience of loneliness in men, which causes both of those substance uses, suicide rates, mental health disorders. And like, to hold a men's council, it's a place for us to process all that stuff that we need to work out, like what. And to find support for each other. I think, you know, I talked about it this last time, you know, the pub or the bar was the place where men could gather and have feel like they have that support.
Right.
But the irony was, it was in a place that used something that actually disconnected us instead of connected us. It was an illusion of connection.
Another form of suppression.
Yeah. So I think hopefully the men's council can be men's circles can be a place for men to actually connect and find support for each other, find the community for each other. And the Women's Council is going to be done with Women Hold the Key, and they're going to be running that. And they're looking for, they're going to try and have like a intergenerational Women's Council. So the matriarchs, the maidens, and mothers who have children, and have that together every week in the weekends. And so I believe it'd be good if you have any interest in the Women's Council, to reach out to Women Hold the Key and you know, just create that support as well for each other. And I think this is just, we got to start looking at alternative ways to make connection, to make to find support, to actually just start exercising our emotions that we've sort of been avoiding for much of our culture.
So how do women that are interested in this get a hold of Women Hold the Key? Did they just Google it, or do you have some tips on that?
I don't have their information, but I believe we might have some information at, on the Journeyman site for the Women's Council as well. So, but I would Google Women Hold the Key and reach out to them. And they do have a website, and you could connect with them and see if you could read. And we're asking for registration. With the Men's Council, you could like register for as many, you know, the first half, second half, the whole thing. Registration helps so that we can actually continue this funding to give numbers and like to give the information that this is actually supporting the community. I do want to add there's on Tuesday, December 16th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the McMurray Gym, we're going to have a light men's wiffle ball game to sort of introduce the Men's Council, like just to hang out, have fun. And we'll do like a brief circle afterwards and as a way, sort of like a soft introduction to Men's Council. So that's Tuesday, December 16th from 6:30 to 8:30.
6:30, 8:30 at McMurray.
At McMurray.
That sounds like a lot of fun too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe the group Women Hold the Key, aren't they basically housed down at the
right,
Land Trust building?
Right on Gorsuch Road. It used to be the old veterinarian place. And it was family place for a while. So if those people who know where those, that's where they're located.
Cool. Lots of stuff always going on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And closer to these start dates, I'll probably have Kenny Alton back on the show.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I really appreciate the support.
You're a great guest, Kenny. I always appreciate having you here. So you guys, we got holidays coming up, and sometimes there's a lot of false expectations around the holidays. Every commercial you see, it's like it's going to be the perfect season. It's going to be this and that, this and that. It is what it is. Okay? But the best way for all of us can get through it with a certain level of sanity is what we call survival tips for a calmer holiday. And for a calmer holiday, it's kind of fun to get on YouTube and do a search for guided meditations, because there's something for everything. And we maybe just need to slow down a little bit over the holidays, you know. Here's a couple of ways that you might want to take advantage of. Be a giver. Acts of kindness, such as checking in on an elderly neighbor, volunteering, or helping someone in need, can lift your spirits and strengthen your sense of connection. It's a win-win. So maybe by putting down your phone, like at family gatherings, try a no electronics rule. If you really want to see people get uneasy, make them put down their phone. It's really a way to distract, because the no electronics rule, well, it needs your full attention. Genuine connection is the best gift you can offer. Okay? It's kind of funny. If you go to a restaurant sometime, take a look at how many people aren't really communicating with each other. They're just scrolling their phone. And keep your expectations realistic. Traditions and people change. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for moments that matter. Laugh often. Humor is a great stress reliever. Vashon Theater is a wonderful place to go to help support a local business person, but also, you know, just have some fun. Get out of the house. You can do it alone, or you can do it with friends. And the grant that we were so lucky to get again through Vashon Youth and Family Services is going to be bringing you all a bunch more free movies to the Vashon Theater. And those are typically on Tuesday nights. And they're a lot of fun. In fact, they're always followed by discussion. And the reason we do that is because we try to choose movies and adventures that address emotions and that are good for conversation. So they're always on a Tuesday. We open the doors at 5 p.m. The movie usually goes from about 5:30 to 7 something. And then we have conversation and free pizza. And as you enter the theater, you get a free, if you're a local resident of Vashon, you know what a Mighty Mouse is. It's a combo platter of free popcorn, a candy, and a soda. I told you I'd play you a little teaser of what is going to be showing next Tuesday night. That is going to be the 19th. And here you go. This will tell you all about The Breakfast Club. Or not.
I could sing it for you if you want.
Would you mind, Tony? And Kenny, you're a wonderful musician. I understand that. And for some reason, it's mini. Okay. And we're not getting the sound to come through. So we will just talk about one of your favorite movies, Kenny.
Don't you forget about me.
There's some movies that we can resonate with, and there are some movies that we do not resonate
You're
with.
You're outing me here, Tom.
Hey, we've all got them. We have them all. And this one was, you know, the song, well, Changes was good, too, with Kenny, with David Bowie. Yeah, and we can't play that one either. So it's live radio is so much fun. So much fun. Not always effective, but it's fun. Let me get this plugged in, and it's all good, folks. So what are your holidays looking like, Kenny, and what did you do? I know you've got a beautiful little daughter. What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Anything memorable this year?
We went to Seattle to have dinner with family, and we walked the Arboretum is what we usually do.
Oh, is that up on Volunteer Park?
Sort of over by the Montlake.
Yes.
Yeah, we walk on those boardwalks. And
cool.
Yeah.
A lot of really interesting things to see over there, mm-hmm. and plants that typically might not be native to our neck of the woods here.
There's otters. We've seen otters one year.
What? Interesting. Sounds like a lot of fun. So anything special planned for the holidays coming up?
I'm sure there is. There's a whole lot going on. I just want to... I'm glad we got the grief going. I'm glad we got, you know, Men's Circles will be starting up, start prepping for that.
Well, you've got a full plate anyway with all the different things that you do. You're a musician. You got any good gigs coming up or anything like that?
No, that was my intention this year. It was going to be the year of Kenny, but it's just taken another sideline. And I'm always playing. I'm working on new songs and all that and recording and recording a song that I wrote for my daughter.
I like that. The Year of Kenny. That sounds like it could be a show right there. All right, folks. Well, thanks for joining us today. Every Tuesday, come on up and tune in to KVSH. That's 101.9, your listener-supported Island Connection. Don't tell them to blow up on